Ben Spade is sitting at his desk at an accounting firm in Des Moines, reflecting on the whirlwind end to his degree. He enrolled at Drake a year ago to finish up his last few credits after his family moved to Des Moines. But then the College of Business gave up their accreditation with the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business.
It felt like an oversight on their part, and you know, if there's an oversight on something as important as that accreditation or something so seemingly important, then what else are they, you know, either cutting corners on or leaving out?
Spade decided to transfer back to the University of Nebraska at Omaha. He spent 3 months finishing his degree and just seeing his wife and kid on the weekends. He says getting a degree with this accreditation was worth it.
In my line of work, you know, if you were to go to work for a big accounting firm, that's what they're going to ask about, because the partner that comes and interviews you might not be from this area or might not know the Drake name.
Dean Terry Vaughn is new to the school this year. She says their enrollment increased by about 40 students, so the loss of accreditation hasn't seemed to have a major impact.
When you talk to the business community, when you talk to recruiters, they say, we have come to expect a level of excellence from Drake graduates, and that's just a given.
Yet the chair of the board for AACSB, Linda Livingstone, says evaluation is vital and helps keep a college in check.
Certainly accreditation is an external marker that says that a school is involved in a continuous improvement process, that they are looking to the future.
The college met 20 of the 21 standards required for an AACSB accreditation. The faculty came up short on publishing research. Livingstone says there's a reason the organization focuses on the importance of faculty scholarship.
So that there's a learning component, an educational component to faculty scholarly activities that then influences their teaching and their currency in the field.
But Dean Vaughn says the faculty was unsure of the requirements.
It had to do, I think, with some a lack of clarity on what the expectations for faculty research were, a little confusion in the faculty about what that meant. And that's something that we've already gone very, very far in correcting.
The school is still accredited through the university and the Higher Learning Commission, but this accreditation is more exclusive. Only 716 business schools in the world, including Iowa's Regent Universities, are accredited by AACSB. Students graduating this year will not have the accreditation with their degree. Seniors Nareen Bawani and Benjamin Moulis aren't too worried about it.
I think the accreditation thing, I wouldn't see it as a big deal at all.
I'm an entrepreneurship and marketing major. I think that was accounting. Again, I'm not too sure with that, but something we don't want to think about, something that doesn't affect us.
The school plans to reapply in the spring, but it could still take another year for the college to have official accreditation. In Des Moines, I'm Amanda Horvath, Iowa Public Radio News.